Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze.
It's like the perfect tone for Gulf Breeze. I love that song.
I know.
Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, always joins us after a Monday night city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show. Hey, you there? We kind of didn't hear you for there a second. You there?
Oh.
Yep.
Hey, all right. One more time. Sam Abel, are you there?
Oh, we lost her.
Oh, all right.
The rain's so moving into the area.
Here is the phone number if you
all
can
right,
give her
you.
A call. Mm-hmm. Get her. See if we can get her back on the line. By the way, so my radar map, the News Radar ThreatNet radar, it is telling me that we do not yet have significant rain in the area. I mean, I can see some rain out the window, but people are telling me that the east side is actually pretty heavy right now. So Sorry, I can't give you better information about that, but we are expecting 3 to 5 inches of rain throughout the day today. And, most of the serious weather right now is south of Mississippi and New Orleans. Like, it's right at the tip of Louisiana and south parts there, and that's headed this direction eventually. So over the course of the next couple of hours, we'll get it. Let's go back and check and see if we got Sam Abel with us, the city manager from Gulf Breeze. Hey, Sam, you there?
Hi, good morning.
Oh, gosh, that's
that
so much
was
better.
Odd.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know.
I think a lot of people don't know that the mayor of Gulf Breeze has a kill switch on her phone. So when she calls me, hand to God, that's what just happened, it just cuts right through whatever I might be doing. That's how we do important business in Gulf Breeze.
She's like the president with the emergency alert system. You know,
right.
She can just cut right in on the city manager's phone.
That's right.
Which makes good sense.
We make no apologies.
Right.
That's how we get things done.
Okay. Hey, yeah. One of the things that you guys worked on last night was the short-term rental, the second reading of this ordinance. What has changed now? What actually happens now?
Yes. Well, we need to first apologize to our restaurants and shops last night because they must have all been empty. Everyone was at City Hall, which, for local government enthusiasts like myself, we were so excited. It's nice to have that good discussion from your businesses and your residents, and it was a great discussion, Andrew. So it was standing room only. Members of our council remarked at the beginning of the meeting that we had more people show up than even pickleball and tennis, if that gives you any idea, that was quite the thing. We had, during those discussions, we had members of Pensacola Beach and Pensacola attend because they all enjoy our recreation facilities. But in this instance, it was our residents who showed up and our short-term rental owners. Great discussion, on both sides. At the end, the council once again approved the ordinance unanimously as they had on first reading. And Mayor Fitch and her remarks said, this council, when they started their term in office, they said they wanted to focus on governing from neighborhoods first. And she remarked that they were leaving office, taking up their last ordinance, which was, again, to look at how they could strengthen neighborhoods with this ordinance. And so they wanted to send a message about how they have governed in doing that. In the end, we heard, from residents who felt it was a very reasonable ordinance. They didn't feel that it was far-reaching. We heard from some of our short-term rental owners who said, well, yeah, I can get on board with that, but what if this is just the beginning? And so they expressed, and I understand that, fears for what might be coming. And so we had to, share with them limitations under Florida law.
Right.
And maybe help reassure them. But at the end of the day, what it is, Andrew, is, most owners of short-term rentals, they're already providing a guest book. They're already providing instructions to their guests. And what this does is it says, make sure you're communicating the garbage schedule. Nuisance laws as it relates to property care and maintenance, make sure that you have on file with the city a point of contact if there is an emergency, and once a year, register with the city. The registration is $40 a year. That is less than the $50 a year it would cost just to have a home-based occupation license. And so we try to keep it low, but the idea is we want residents to know who their neighbors are. We did listen to one dad came to the podium. He has three young children, and he shared that there has been an individual in close proximity to their house who's been renting, who has addiction issues. I thought that he was very measured in his response, because actually we know that there was an emergency call yesterday that was, you know, just very, very scary without going into too much detail. And so I think that the evening could have been made more, you know, dramatic, more histrionic. And I felt that everybody really reserved themselves and kept it to the point. And so at the end, I feel like, you know, community won last night. And so I think our owners are more informed. And so now we're going to get, you know, started and educating everyone and going down the road of the new process.
Great. Well, that's, I mean, you know, it's always good to have participation. And as long as everybody feels like they got heard and, you know, in the end, the thing turned out to be a benefit, that's good. Well, I have one other thing I want to ask you about, because it seems kind of important to me anyway. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for City of Gulf Breeze. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we're looking at a hit-and-run crash. This is going to be at Palafox and Brent Lane westbound near the Drowsy Poet and the school there. It's going to be causing some slowdowns. Let me get back to my notes. Okay, so this is Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway, showing some slowdowns there from that hit-and-run. Also, Archer and El Camino roads are confirmed closed in Cantonment this morning from the CSX railroad improvements. Otherwise, we're looking good on our roadways. A little bit of slowdown in Tiger Point from our normal morning slowdown. If you see anything else, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Oh, by the way, somebody clarified what they meant by bad weather in the east side was that it was showing 167 degrees on their phone app.
Oh, I didn't look at the picture.
Yeah, I didn't see the picture. Light rain in the area, expecting a lot more rain throughout the day today. So, Sam, one of the items on the agenda was Wayside Park seawall repair. And I have been really eager to see all of the amenities at Wayside Park, both and the boat dock and everything else, like, open, finally. It still isn't there. And, of course, Pensacola has its own special problems because of all the damage there. But what happened to the seawall?
Yes. So we noticed some sinkholes at different joints in the seawall. And Andrew, this is the wall that is closest to the boat ramp.
Oh, okay.
And runs all along the Pensacola Bay there, and then close, you know, kind of circles back underneath the bridge. So this is a long length of wall that the council had had looked at a beautiful new design for a promenade, and we're supposed to have a gorgeous piece of public art. And they had authorized that bid, and we went out to address the sinkholes to make sure to reinforce those prior. And as the marine contractor was doing excavation, he took video that the water just started freely coming back and forth throughout the wall at each one of those joints. Hey. And so he quickly put the dirt back, and we hit the pause. We've engaged a consultant engineer who's going to be working with us on how to harden that wall all the way down the seawall. So what I told council last night is this is going to be an expensive repair, no doubt. But the important thing is that we caught it before we went through with this, you know, beautiful landscaping and paver project for a promenade. That would not have been the time. In fact, that would have been catastrophic. So good news and bad news. But as your listeners see, you know, some work in the oncoming weeks happening there. You know, at least we caught it now and not later. And sounds like that this all happened as an emergency repair after Hurricane Ivan. So no doubt it was going to likely have a failure, you know, at some point.
Okay. So not something that happened because of Skanska and the equipment and Sally and post Sally and all of that, but something that's really been there for a long time and has finally come to light. Is that's right?
That I heard Skanska was jumping up and down on it, Andrew. I heard that they were, I'm pretty sure I saw barges just like bumper cars out there. Is that what you heard?
I suppose we'll wait for the litigation at that point.
It was worth a shot.
I got you. Just quick thing. When will the boat ramp, do we know?
So great question. So this work will not impact the timeline for the boat ramp. The boat ramp has been held up in permitting. So interesting, as there's, you know, discussions about how to expedite some of this, you know, permitting, especially for replacement projects, Andrew, that we're hearing nationally.
Yeah.
We did wait on the federal permit. We've got that in hand now. And so we're looking forward to moving forward with that project as well.
Okay. So, I mean, spring Do we know?
We're going to go with spring. I mean, we're just putting back what was there. So I'm crossing fingers and toes. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. For the efficiencies, I'll take that if that happens. Sam Abel, yes. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Please tell the mayor to stop interrupting our interviews. I appreciate that. Sam, we'll talk to you again soon. As always, thank you so much for the time.
All right, sir.
820 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a next vehicle and you want to go to a great place, they've got a good selection of good quality used cars, Frontier Motors. You know, for more than 25 years, they've been helping people figure out what to buy next. And, you know, what I like about them is they're the Dave Ramsey kind of used car, right? It's not the, you know, the beater, okay? It's not the car that you're going to get a year's worth of work out of. It's the kind of car that you're going to have a decade or 15 years out of because it's only a year or two or maybe 3 years old. It's got, you know, 10 or 30,000 miles on it, and they're going to warranty it to 110 years, and you can count on it being a good car to drive for an awful long time. That's like the Honda Odyssey that we bought was a year old with, I think, 12,000 or 13,000 miles on it, and been a great car ever since. That's the kind of car they specialize in. Plus, great selection. 300 different ones on the lot. You can test drive a bunch, compare a bunch side by side, find one you like, or find one that's close, but you want them to go look for something else. Maybe you drove the EX and you want the LX or the vice versa, or you want one with less miles, or you want one in a different color. You know, whatever the case is, they can go looking for you. And, you know, they will find because they go looking to car auctions all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Twin powers, activate! Shape out an eagle!
Form of water! she don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money. And that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson.
Are you singing?
Oh, yeah.
Right on, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Sing and drums. I like
that.
It.
I do both at the same time sometimes.
All right. Well, yeah. That's better than doing them not at the same time.
Yeah. I get paid the same, though.
Jake Walker's got our traffic on the fives. Good to have you back for a couple of days while John is out.
Yeah. All right. So we're looking pretty good on our roadways as this rain moves into the area. If you can leave a little bit early this morning on your drive to work, leave some room in between the cars. It's going to be a wet one out there today. In Cantonment, we've been looking at these railroad closures. Archer and El Camino are now confirmed closed. Woodbury Circle, we're still looking at that. If you have any reports, let us know, 437-1620. Roberts and Kingsfield are back open as well. All closures are dependent on the weather, so just keep it tuned here. We do have a vehicle crash on I-10 westbound. This is going to be before North Davis Highway exit, and doesn't look to be slowing anything down. Just use caution as you're heading I-10 westbound towards North Davis. And we do have a hit-and-run crash causing some roadblock. Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway, that's near the Drowsy Poet. So if you're in Brent Lane area near North Old Palafox, use caution there. Normal slowdowns in Tiger Point on 98 going through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, but we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealership recommended by Dave Ramsey. Frontier Motors over on Beverly Parkway. If you see anything out there, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Now, the recounts in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race are underway. Counties there have until Wednesday to begin the recounts, and they have to be reported to the Secretary of State's office by November 27th. Ukraine is beginning to fire U.S.-made missiles into Russia. That's according to Moscow. They say they've shot down five U.S.-made missiles so far today. It's the first time Ukraine has launched a strike on Russia since President Biden gave the okay to use U.S. weapons against Russia. And the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro will close out today. President Biden is there. Yesterday, he reiterated American support for Ukraine and promised $4 billion over the next 3 years to the World Bank International Development Association.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, I thought John Stewart last night made a good point about how, you know, the way Joe Biden has been handling the transition to fascism, alleged, that they keep saying is the end of democracy, is he went to the Amazon rainforest because it's such a pressing problem to have this Trump guy come into office. John Stewart's pretty good. I like him a lot. Anyway, if you're thinking about retiring, or you're 64 turning 65, or you're already on Medicare but you want to make some changes during open enrollment, Ricky Stewart is the person you want to call. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. And if you've got questions about Advantage and supplement and prescription drugs and Medicaid, what is Medicaid? Why is it not Medicare? Why do they spell two things that are so different, so same? Like, oh, good. Ask her. She knows the answer. She can help you with that. She's a good, dear friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. And, you know, she's been helpful to so, so many of our listeners. Give her a call at 341-2185 or look her up online at Ricky Stewart Insurance. 829 News Radio 92.3. In the category of dispelling false information, Eva Longoria did not flee to Europe because of President Trump. Even though you probably saw 1,000 headlines saying that she left the country because of Trump. No, she's been in Europe for 3 years. She says people just grabbed some clickbait stuff to be divisive, which makes me sad. She does say that, she was privileged to be able to leave the dystopian country of America, whether it's homelessness or taxes. Not that I want to blank on California. So not even the country, but that state. It just feels like this chapter of my life is done now. She's been working on a TV show or something in Europe for 3 years. And her quotes to Marie Claire got totally ripped out of context and turned into 1,000 headlines. She did speak at the DNC, so she's been active. Like, she campaigned for Kamala. She campaigned for Biden. So I guess she's a registered foreign agent? I'm not really sure what to make of all this, but
hyaluronic.
There you go. Oh, speaking of foreign countries, Arthur Frommer, the creator of the Frommer's Travel Guide, has passed away at the age of 95. So Somebody who brought international travel to Americans on a budget, you know, $5 a day for Europe. And then subsequently, he said it really was a knife in his soul when they had to change it to over $100 a day for the last one, you know, because inflation, right? But anyway, I was always a let's go guy, but great travel guides to tell you where the restaurants and the hotels, in addition to the landmarks and the sites. Arthur Frommer at 95.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms Ukraine's military is taking advantage of President Biden easing restrictions on American-made long-range missile use.
The Ukrainian military claims it hit a Russian weapons stash 70 miles beyond its border. We're told 12 secondary explosions were recorded. Ukraine hasn't confirmed what weapon was used, but Ukrainian media and the Russian Defense Ministry both say U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles were deployed.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. South Carolina House Republican Nancy Mace introduces a bill that would force the first transgender member of Congress, Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride, to use men's public restrooms at the Capitol.
She's was born a biological male. She should use the men's restroom. That's how it should work.
McBride says in a statement, this is a blatant attempt from far right-wing extremists to distract from the fact that they have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 77 degrees and it is raining. Don't look for that to stop anytime soon. Expecting a whole lot of rain here throughout the day, but we'll get more on that with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes and our Channel 3 forecast. The House Ethics Committee will meet this week and they could decide whether to release their report into allegations against former Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was picked by President-elect Trump to be the attorney general for his incoming administration. The allegations have already been investigated by the Justice Department. They declined to bring charges against the former congressman.
Whether or not a federal prosecutor takes a case and decides to move forward on a trial or move forward on an allegation is that particular prosecutor's decision. It doesn't mean they didn't do it.
That is attorney Joel Leppard, and he says he represents two women that say Gaetz paid them for sex, and he says one of those women claims that she saw Gaetz having sex with an underage woman. Those allegations have been denied by Matt Gaetz. Top Republicans have said the report should not be released since Gaetz is no longer a member of Congress. Jury selection began yesterday for the trial of Sheila Agee. She is the mother of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee. Sheila's charged with principal to first degree premeditated murder for allegedly helping her son coordinate the murder of Brooklyn Sims. Prosecutors believe she not only encouraged Keith Agee, but helped to arrange that murder. If convicted, Sheila Agee could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. A former South Florida state senator was sentenced to 60 days in jail for making illegal campaign contributions. Once he served that time, he's still not completely in the clear.
I withhold adjudication and I sentence Mr. Artiles on each count to 5 years of probation.
That is Judge Miguel De La O, a jury convicted Frank Artiles of three felonies for making contributions to Alex Rodriguez's 2020 campaign in order to siphon votes from a political opponent, Jose Javier Rodriguez. Artiles was looking at up to 15 years in prison, but the judge took his previous military service and charity work into consideration. Well, in Pinellas County today, they're looking into whether they should approve spending tourism tax money to build a new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. That's an issue that's been delayed once before, with some pointing to Hurricanes Helene and Milton as reasons against spending that money. But one commissioner says new ballpark would outlast any problems related to hurricane recovery.
For decades after Helene and Milton are long in our rearview mirror, that development is going to continue to spin off general fund dollars to this county.
That's Pinellas County Commissioner Brian Scott. Tropicana Field heavily damaged during those storms. The Rays next season will be playing at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. And, well, we are expecting rain today. And Fort Pickens at the Gulf Islands National Seashore is going to be closed because of that weather. Campers there were evacuated yesterday. The Fort Pickens area will be closed until further notice. Park staff say they will reassess conditions later on in the week. 8:35 at News Radio, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, well, the rain has moved into the area, so it's going to cause a couple problems here that we're looking at. I-10 westbound, just west of Scenic Highway between Scenic and 9th. We have some traffic backed up there from an accident. We also have a hit-and-run crash. This is going to be Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway near the Drowsy Poet. That'll be westbound as well. Hit and run crash with roadblock there. Seeing our normal slowdowns for the morning in Tiger Point, headed eastbound on Highway 98. But getting through Navarre, we're looking pretty good this morning. Not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns in that area. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. 9 Mile is accident-free, and looks like Highway 90 is clear through Milton and Pace. We do have some railroad closures this morning, Archer and El Camino. Those were our two confirmed closures this morning. As far as we know, they are still closed. Roberts, Kingsfield, and Woodbury Circle, as far as we know it, are open right now. If you have any reports on that, please let us know. 437-1620, our traffic tip line. This traffic tip line, the traffic report, is brought to you by Ready Whip. I'm excited about this, David. Have you ever just taken like a can of Ready Whip and like a sleeve of graham crackers to bed?
Are you talking the spray can?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who even needs the crackers? You just put that puppy right up there to your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Topping off a dessert or swirling it into hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer, and I'm ready for it. Ready Whip. Exactly. Just plop some pumpkin pie right down into the tub. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so you can pick up a can or two and take it to bed with your Ready Whip. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have heavy showers and thunderstorms as you go throughout your morning today. Temperatures going to be staying in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 66 degrees. Showers come to an end as we head into the evening, and then we will be looking at some sunshine for Wednesday, high near 73 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Looking much cooler by Thursday with sunny skies, high near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. The rain has moved into the area, expecting heavy rain throughout the day, up to 5 inches of rain possible. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are down, a big sell-off today. The Dow is down 317 points at 43.72. The S&P down 27 and just over a half points at 58.65. And the NASDAQ is down just over 59 points at 18.732. 10-year bond rate down. It's at 4.375% today. Gold prices up 17.20 at 26.31.80. Silver price is up 31 cents at $31.25, and Bitcoin down just over 30 bucks at $91,399. The rest of the crypto market appears to be a little bit mixed. Ethereum down. Dogecoin is up by 2 cents today. Spirit Airlines has reached a deal with bondholders for $300 million in financing to help it through bankruptcy, which it's hoping to exit in early 2025. The airline said service will continue normally and uninterrupted. The next test flight of the SpaceX Starship rocket could happen today. And this is after yesterday's planned blast off was delayed. President-elect Trump will be in Texas for that launch. Starship was designed to aid NASA in upcoming lunar missions. The Salvation Army says they're launching their annual Red Kettle campaign with a few modern twists this year. They're hoping to raise $250,000 over the holiday season, although they have struggled to meet goals in recent years. The organization is now offering digital payment options at their kettles, including Venmo, Google Pay, and Apple Pay. It's 8:39, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
So today is National Play Monopoly Day, and at first I thought Monopoly yes or no is kind of a fun topic, but I thought, you know, like I could almost make it a tell me your trauma story, because a lot of people have a Monopoly trauma story, but I've decided to expand it just a little bit. I've decided to make it more of a multiple choice, and the multiple choice is among all of the famous classic hours-long family pain and trauma games. Which is your favorite? And in my mind, this is a four-answer question. Monopoly, Risk, Trivial Pursuit, get ready to wince, or Scrabble. For a lot of people, Scrabble is a wince game. 437-1620, 437-1620. Don't bring me your life and your Parcheesi and your Chutes and Ladders. I'm talking adult games. But, you know, which if you've... If I don't know, tell me you hate, tell me you like. I don't know. Just weigh in. This is the subject matter. If you had to play one, if you had to endure one level of hell, Monopoly, Risk, Trivial Pursuit, or Scrabble, which one are you playing? 437-1620. And if you do have a good Monopoly trauma story, I do want to hear it. Jake first has got our first answer. Jake, which one?
I'll go with Trivial Pursuit.
All right.
I like playing with the little, you know, the square or the
you ever
triangles.
Get the little pieces of the pie stuck in there and can't get them out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're sitting there
tapping.
They
could have put
it.
A hole in the circle piece, and they never did, and that was a big mistake.
Mm-hmm. It always made me feel really stupid, though.
Yeah, no, when you're sitting there trying to pry that out and you just can't figure out the physics of it, no, yeah. I agree. Or did you mean the questions?
Both.
Okay, good.
it was a double whammy.
And then you play with one, that one family member who loves to play Trivial Pursuit because they know all the answers.
There's
and then,
always
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they make the game less fun. Sorry. Meg, a Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit, Risk, or Scrabble?
I love Monopoly.
You love Monopoly?
I do.
What's wrong with you? Monopoly is a horrible game, and I love a board game. We have a whole closet of, we probably have 50 or 60 board games. Like, we are serious gamers.
Yeah.
And Monopoly has, I've played it 1,000 times. It is not the game I love.
Is that because you lose?
Too much chance, frankly. I don't like the chance element.
Oh, no, but there's a whole strategy.
I understand. And you can talk about, you know, ROI and, you know, analyze the math of it.
First of all, you have to get the race car.
See,
that's the first
thing.
Don't go with the dog. Get the race car.
I'm a battleship, which they don't make anymore.
Well, that might be the first problem.
Yeah. So you like Monopoly.
I do, because there's nothing greater than when you get Boardwalk and Baltic and then you put the hotels on there and
you
it's all
over. Put the screws to the poor
that.
People and you play the robber baron. Okay, all right,
that's
I get
fun.
You. How many relationships have you lost over this over the years?
Well, for whatever reason, my family, our games of Monopoly lasted hours. Mm. It was never
right.
a quick one and done kind of thing. So that was the fun part. You know, we would sit there and have the Monopoly.
Back
and
forth
the,
and back
yeah,
and
yeah,
forth and fun. Lots of alcohol?
I'm not saying.
Okay, fine. 437-1620.
It's a family game.
We'll get to your text
Andrew.
Here in just a second. Well, family can drink together. witness Thanksgiving. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake.
Okay, we are getting more reports on this accident on I-10 westbound about mile marker 15, they're saying. Let me see here. Now we're getting all the texts for the... For the frivolous topic, and I lost
yeah, we'll
where I was. We're getting a lot of them. Okay. Okay. So there was some. Oh, there we go. Brent Lane in front of PCC. We do have westbound traffic slowed there from a hit and run crash from earlier. Looks like in Cantonment this morning, our railroad closures, Archer and El Camino, have been reported closed. We're still looking at Woodbury Circle. No reports on that yet. Roberts and Kingsfield are back open, though. All closures are dependent on this rain weather coming in. It's really, really wet out there, so leave some space if you can. Looking around town here, looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking north. Normal. We've got our normal morning slowdown in Tiger Point. And I-10 westbound west of Scenic. We have a major issue there causing some major slowdown. This is going to be between Scenic and 9th Avenue. Very, very slow traffic headed westbound on I-10. If you see anything else out there, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker, traffic on the fives.
Yeah, my guess on El Camino and Archer is that because it's raining, they can still do the destructive parts, right? They can still rip stuff up and throw in the new ties and do the refurbishment, but they can't do the asphalt until the rain stops. But the rain's going to stop at like 4 or 5 or 6, something like that. So overnight, hopefully, maybe fingers crossed, they can get those open for tomorrow. That's my theory, my best theory I got going for you. I'm so excited when they get out of the area. We just be done with all of this. 847 on News Radio 92.3. The question of the day is, for the frivolous topic, if you had to suffer through one of these, no, what's your favorite? Monopoly, Scrabble, Trivial Pursuit, or Risk? 437-1620. I'm a Risk guy. I love Risk. Although I prefer things like Access and Allies where there's more strategy and less dice, but there's still, you know, Risk is a great game, and I would rather play Risk than even Scrabble. Trivial Pursuit's fine. You know, that's fine. But Monopoly, as many times, I'm not a Monopoly person. And no, never, no trauma. Just, you know, it's just not the game I love.
I've never played Risk.
Then what now?
I've never, ever... ever played a game of Risk.
Wow. That's a great game. I love
it. It is. It is.
For a day like today. Today is the perfect day for Risk.
I mean, I eat at Jack's, but...
It's a little simplistic in the sense that, you know, whoever gets Australia is probably going to win, but, you know, whatever. 437-1620, somebody says Trivial Pursuit with 4 thumbs up. Somebody says, don't punish Jake. His comment came from Pure Place.
Are you talking about the graham crackers and the Ready Whip going to bed?
No, the one in between. Okay. The one after that where you talked about, you know, I don't even remember, but it was, you know, it's hard when the one person knows it. Anyway, Trivial Pursuit, a buck a question. Oh, I see the gambler.
And,
you know, probably some drinking in this family, too. Monopoly for family time, Trivial Pursuit for friends time. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, because Trivial Pursuit is definitely biased against the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a kids-oriented game. Also, you know, I mean, which edition nowadays, right? But let's see. My son and I used to play Scrabble. Both of us were very competitive. Oh, man, Scrabble with competitive people also, where, you know, if you memorize all the two-letter words. You would think I'm a big language guy. You would think I love that game. That is my least favorite board game, Scrabble, for whatever. I mean, anyway, it becomes much more about the points strategy and then the two-letter words instead of, you know, just enjoying language. I'm more of a boggle per quacky kind of language person.
Wait a minute. Back up. Strategy?
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Is that a word?
I'm quoting President Bush. You can always quote a president. All presidents only say true words. 437-1620. 437-1620. Scrabble, by far my favorite. Wonderful memories playing with my mom who won 9 out of 10 games. Pictionary. Hate that game. Love Risk and Access and Allies. Ah, oh, people after my own heart. God, I haven't played Access. I played Access now with the boys when they were growing up, and I haven't played it probably in 10 years. That's the one about the... if somebody says, all these big, long-time family games, and you don't mention quarters? Well, somebody did say they bet on Trivial Pursuit. I suppose you could drink at risk.
Yeah.
And the winner is the one who's still, you know, awake. At some point, somebody says Monopoly for sure. I've not played Risk, but I feel I'd like it. Pensacola-opoly. Okay, and every area has their own one of that, yeah. And Scrabble, because I love how people that play odd words on the entire table gets to fact-check them and the phones get thrown around for sure. There's nothing like a good phone-throwing game for you. And especially on a rainy day like this, if you have some time to, some would say waste, I would say enjoy. You know, board games are for enjoying. But either way, you can always play a good board game. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying a house, selling a house, doing both, it's common enough to do both. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they'll take care of you. And, you know, when you're picking a realtor, you know, a lot of times we pick things in lives by some of the, like, weirdest ways. You've got a buddy, you know, who you knew from a church you used to go to 5 years ago. It's a real estate agent, and that's who you go with. I mean, no problem. I understand. Okay, fine. But maybe instead just, like, consider that one person on a list. And then add somebody, I don't, you know, whoever, a second person that you know or have heard of. And then add Christina Leavenworth. So you have three. Okay? And then say, hey, I'm interviewing real estate agents. Come tell me what you think I should do. And after you get done sitting down with her, then make a decision. And if you decide to go with your buddy from the church from 5 years ago, I mean, great. But compare. Do a real comparison. Because what I think you'll find is experience, knowledge of the market, and just personability and the ability to solve problems, which is all the things you really want in a real estate agent. She and her team at Leavenrinke Realty sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to do the same this year or comparable. And that means, you know, muscle memory. Like, they've gone through it again and again and again and again, and they know the problems, how to anticipate them, how to solve them, how to anticipate even other problems. And what's normal, especially given the really shifting, like the quicksand of insurance in Florida right now, is affecting how you buy and sell homes, too. And you want to be able to know that, well, that's normal, or no, I don't have to do that. That's the kind of stuff you get from a good real estate agent. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues this Friday through Sunday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Help fill the Mayflower this Friday in the Cordova Mall parking lot in front of Sacred Heart. This important annual food drive benefits Mana Food Pantry at a critical time of the year. Drop off non-perishable food items or donations all day.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Smiles, everyone, smiles. night, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson teamed up to defeat everyone watching.
No doubt.
A Spirit Airlines flight was forced to divert after it was struck by gunfire from gangs while trying to land in Haiti. A rare setback for people who fly Spirit to Haiti.
See, in an update, if they would just tell those jokes, it's funny. Those jokes are good. They know how to tell good jokes. It's when they tell the Trump jokes and the Matt Gaetz jokes that are just less funny. Every once in a while, they are. I don't know if I should play this one, but it's the joke that made me laugh the most. Okay, Michael Che, who pretends to be, a misogynist, just like Colin Jost sort of half pretends to be racist, or they pretend to make each other racist. So, Michael Che's joke.
Scientists are concerned that over the course of 180 million years, the Y chromosome has declined and that men could go extinct in 6 million years. So, ladies, hang in there. You'll get your little president.
Cheered. That's wow. A56 on News Radio 923. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake.
Okay. Well, we're still looking at a hit and run crash at Brent Lane and North Old Palafox Highway. That's near the Drowsy Poet. If you're in that area headed westbound on Brent Lane, that's going to cause some backups there until they get that cleared out of the way. I-10 westbound is backed up really, really badly between Scenic Highway and 9th Avenue. We do have reports of a three-car accident there with crews on the scene. So, but once you get past that, it is clear on I-10, but that is I-10 westbound between Scenic and 9th. Otherwise, looking around town, we're seeing our normal morning slowdown in Tiger Point, headed eastbound through Gulf Breeze. Otherwise, around town, I-10, 110 looking pretty good coming through Pensacola. Looks like Highway 90 through Milton and Pace, no slowdowns there. And we're looking at Highway 29 in Cantonment this morning with the CSX railroad closures. Archer and El Camino are now closed. Woodbury Circle, we have not received reports that was supposed to close. That was on the list today. And Roberts and Kingsfield is open right now. All the closures are dependent on this weather, and we do have lots of rain moving into the area that will be here all day. So leave early if you can. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, yay, Jake. Headline. U.S. News & World Report says that Pensacola is among the top 20 best places to retire. But before you get excited, we rank number 17 on their list. But before you get excited, this list is super janky. This list is not... Okay, they give information about the place, right? Pensacola, city population, 94,000. Mr. Mayor Mike Wiggins is sitting here. Mr. Mayor, how many people live in the city of Pensacola?
About
55,000. Yeah, they're only off by, 40,000 people. Median home price in Pensacola, $226,000. Really? What mobile home are you buying for $226,000 as the median home price? Median monthly rent, $1,200. That's like bare minimum monthly rent.
That's not even a one bedroom.
This is the most ill-informed list I have ever seen. And then aside from that, other locations on the list as great places to retire: New York City. What? At number 3, Huntsville, Alabama. No offense, Huntsville, but come on. Fort Wayne, Indiana at number 10, Green Bay at number 11. San Francisco as a place to retire? What? With your inheritance? And then Washington D.C. ranks 12th best place to retire. Nobody retires to Washington, D.C.
No,
never, never. So this is a terrible list.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.